Hello.
Yes, this is Gabriel from eBay calling from a recorded line. Is this Henry Walmsley?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I understand you requested a callback.
I did, yes.
Yeah, that's me, Gabriel, and eBay. What can we do for you?
Hi, Gabriel. I'm closing my shop on this Jenna_Stannis account in 7 days' time. And I'm closing the account in 7 days' time. And this is because of an unresolved complaint that was sent into, well, that I've mentioned on the telephone many times, and have sent into the Dublin complaint address 7 weeks ago and heard no response from. I was wondering if you could answer some questions first.
I'll do my very best. What's going on? What happened?
What happens is that I've got two main selling accounts. One sells little small items, and this one sells bulkier items. And what happens is that there is an overall summed up selling cap across these accounts, which results in me selling exactly £85,000 every year, plus or minus 5%.
Okay.
Which, as you may know, is the UK VAT threshold. Now, I registered for VAT back in April, and this is still in place. So there's no point me having this shop open, so that's why I'm closing it.
Gotcha. Okay, so help me understand. So you didn't get certified through VAT? I'm not, and I'll say this. I know you're in the UK and I'm in the US. I'm familiar with VAT and HMRC and so forth. So you got certified through them, or they did not certify you or authorize you?
Oh, I am VAT registered now, yes.
Okay, that's one. So let me ask you this. Where does eBay come into play with that? Because, of course, that's two different companies, obviously.
Well, that's a very good question. And what happens, or what happened about 18 months to 2 years ago, is that there was a slight change in the law in the UK, which made online marketplaces responsible for unpaid VAT. And what happened then was that this invisible cap appeared. It's unmistakable, the mathematics don't lie. And I was quite happy with that while I was under the threshold. However, I thought I would sell a bit more and registered for VAT, and this cap still applies. It's invisible, and it's there.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. So again, I mean, with eBay, we just give you the limit, so I'm almost hearing more that it's VAT and HMRC, your local laws, versus eBay. And let me know if I'm not right.
Well, I will let you know that you're not right. There's an invisible limit, and it's impossible for me, doing various different things, to sell exactly £85,000 in 1 year without something fishy going on.
Okay, so I'll say it this way, and I hear what you're saying, and what helps is too, I'm a seller as well. Now, obviously, I'm in the U.S. So the account Jenna_Stannis, the one you verified, right?
Yep.
Your limits are 100,000 quantity and 650,000 pounds max per month. That's what you're able to use.
Yes.
So you're saying that some system is not allowing you to list more than 85,000 pounds.
No, I'm saying that some system is not allowing me to sell more than 85,000 pounds.
Okay, so now I truly don't understand why, and I mean this the right way, why it would be an eBay side. Because on our end, and of course you're aware of this, you're one of the top sellers here. We have sellers who sell millions in the UK as well.
Yes.
So I'm curious as what's actually holding your amount back, because on the eBay side, we want you to sell more. Obviously, it's a business between you and us.
That's
so I'm curious. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, that's what you think, and it's not what's happening. And the reason that you wouldn't want me to sell over £85,000 per year previously is because I was not VAT registered. That's when that cap went in place, because in the UK, eBay can be made responsible for unpaid VAT. But since I've registered, and it's still the same, I hit £232 a day and I get clobbered for the next week. And the result of that, over aggregated over a year, is that it comes out to £85,000 plus or minus 5%. It's impossible by chance. So, there's no point me running this other shop, because the two accounts are summed up. It's my name that it relates to.
Okay, so you're VAT registered.
Yes.
You have that license with your local law.
Yep.
But you're saying eBay is limited you to £85,000. I can say this. This is the first time I've ever heard of that in my 3 years of being here. Because my concern would be this. We have UK certified members, VAT, HMRC, which again, separate from eBay, selling millions. So I'm curious. If you've done everything... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that the system is supposed to work, and I'm sure that when I plug in my VAT number, this mysterious limit is supposed to go away, but it hasn't done. Possibly because it's not supposed to exist. Hmm.
I think, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I would say this. I mean, you have 100,000 quantity. Have you ever gotten to the point where you listed all of it? But I'm also understanding that no matter how much you list, it stops you at £85,000.
That's correct.
So I would say this. Unfortunately, there is nothing I can say to that. I have never heard of that. I'm not saying that you're not valid in what you're saying. Never heard of that. Because ideally, eBay, well, we have people who sell large amounts. We'll just leave it there. Monthly in the UK. And when and they're VAT registered. I mean, you sell, we make money. I mean, it's very...
Yes.
I mean, if you're saying one thing, I don't even know how to even respond, and I don't mean that in a laughing manner. I just truly don't. I mean, because that's something I don't even know how to respond to, because we don't stop people from selling. Now, there could be restrictions such as, you know, if you've done something where you're restricted, but we would see a restriction straight out.
Yeah.
None of that. You're actually top rated in the UK and globally. You actually do everything you're supposed to. So I truly don't have an answer for you, and I really, really wish I did, but I don't, Mr. Walmsley.
Well, Gabriel, that's honest at least. I wonder why the Dublin people haven't responded to my letter.
When did you send them a message?
I sent them that on the 24th of June, and it was received, and I have the receipt from 7 days later.
Gotcha. So, unfortunately, I don't know why. I can do this. I can try to reach out on the Dublin side, but I mean... The only thing I can do is ideally put you back in their queue, but there is so many here. Like, we handle the UK. If you got back in the queue, you can actually get someone in the UK. If you transferred back in again, you could possibly get someone in Dublin or you know, one of our third-party sites. But there's not a guarantee that I can say, oh, okay, I can get you to Dublin right now. I wish I could. I mean, I definitely think you have a valid concern, but I don't know any other way other than to try to reach out to them myself and have them reach out to you.
But, well, we're at the same impasse that we've been at since April in that case. So I'll just close this. I'll just close this account in 7 days' time. That was over the 8 years that this particular account has been open. That's been £2,000 in fees per year, a total of £16,000, and not responding to a complaint letter in a timely fashion is not good enough. And this ridiculous affair isn't good enough either. It's very sad.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, I can still try on my end, but ideally, I mean, I thank you for your time. You were very cordial and patient with me, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Walmsley?
Okay, is it possible to speak to Ireland at all?
I can put you in their queue, I just can't make that promise, but it's quite possible you can get over there.
Okay, let's give it a try then.
Okay. Mr. Walmsley?
Hello.
Hi, thank you for holding. I tried several times. Unfortunately, I'm not getting anyone in Ireland, and I don't want to just put you into their queue. That would be the next step. I can try to reach out to someone on my end by email to reach out to you. That I will try for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll try potluck to see if I can get Ireland. I don't think it will help, and at the moment I'm still closing down in 7 days' time. Sad situation, but there we go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I understand. But let me still try on something on my end. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.